Okay. Let's learn about Gemara. Come learn about Gemara. We're up to. We'll start from yesterday's Gemara. Kuflamin of Beis. Did you learn yesterday's Gemara?
No.
Okay. We'll start from the middle of the page.
2 days.
Oi.
I've been eating cheesecake.
Klap al chait.
Kuflamin what?
Start Kuflamin of Beis because this starts Omar Rab. Zriket on the base. Right in the middle of the page, about 6 lines above the white lines. We're doing yesterday's Gemara a little bit, so. Halacha ke Rabbi Yechon of Bruka. Halacha like Rabbi Yechon of Bruka, who says that you can take one child and give him more than all the other children as long as he is already entitled, he's an heir. Rabbi said, Hoyde itmar. Not the word was halacha, but what he actually used the word was hoyde, a ruling. But my kemiflegi, what's it? Why does he use the word halacha? He's with her. They're saying the same thing. Masavah halacha, if halacha is much stronger, it's a determination of masavah. Maaser rav. The other one holds no. The hoyda means he wants rule in a specific story. That is a much stronger ruling because you see, it's actually, you know, he was actualized. Talmud, we learned a rule in life. Ain lemedin halacha. Never glean psak by loymi pit Talmud. If you see, if you have a share from a rebbe and the rebbe says. In Svara, this seems to be the right way. You don't walk around saying, oh, the halacha is like that opinion, because maybe if he had to paskin, he would think again and come up with a different result. Even if he saw an incident, don't automatically assume that the reason for that incident is the way you think the halacha is. Nothing to do with that, unless he clearly tells you, halacha lemaisa. Either he used those words, this is halacha lemaisa, which means he's telling you, klar, that this is the psak, or you asked him a shayla and he gives you halacha. Clearly, if you ask him a shayla, he gives you halacha, he's giving you a ruling. Then you don't have to ask him every time this maisa comes up again. You say that this is the psak. Shol, amrullah, you asked a question, they said halacha lemaisa, he's yelech v'yasa maisa. You can go ahead and proceed and follow the psak, but don't start drawing comparisons. What am I, what do you draw comparisons? The whole Torah works by comparisons, similes, and so on. We extrapolate and we infer. That's how we may come up with halacha. It's not everything is covered in Mishnah and Gemara. This is what he meant to say. When it comes to treifas, don't say, oh, because by the lung, the din is so-and-so, so by the liver, the din is so-and-so as well. It doesn't work that way. Tanya, we learned, one place you don't compare anything, is by treifas, and say, oh, this is comparable to this. Don't be amazed. When it comes to the liver, if you cut on one end, the further part from the center, mason dies, and it's treif, you go by the lungs, it's the other side that causes the death. Now, every single ava in the body has different rules, and you cannot compare one to another. Amar Rabasi Rabbi Yechon, so Rabasi, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yechon, said to him, "Ki amar lomar halacha. Whenever you give us, we have a share, and you use the word halacha. Hachi navid maisa. Should we then say this? Assume that that's the psak, and we should follow that way." Omar, he said, "Lo yisa avidu. Never do that. Ada amina, unless I use the words halacha limaisa." I say halacha limaisa, is it? Or you ask me a shaila and I paskin. Amalu Rav Lelapapa, Rav Anad said to his two Tamidim, main Tamidim, Rav Papa, Rav Huni B'Rei B'Shua, Ki Asu Piska, the Dina, the Di, Likamaycha, whenever you hear Psak Din from me in front of you, V'chazisa Be'Picha, and you have questions, it's troubling you, Lo Yisikru, don't just rip it up and say, ah, Ada Sisra Kamay, come here to me and ask me the Shailas. E easily time, if I have a good reason, Amin Lecho, I'll answer you. V'lo, if not, Hadarnami, I'll change my mind, as we had 3 pages ago, Chuchav Zayin, whatever said, oh, I made a mistake. What I told you, yes, it was a mistake, and I'll recant. La'acha misa, then he said to him further, if I pass away and you hear a psak, loy mikra takriinu, don't rip it up, but don't pass in that way either. What do you mean? Loy mikra takriinu, if you hear a psak from me and you have problems with it, don't rip it up. The ihavoi hosam, because if I was standing there, dilma have amin l'chutayma, maybe I could have explained myself. It's an amazing Rashbam over here, because you know, no, the Pashup Shad is, I would have been there, I would have explained it. You know what Rashbam, the last line says? The Ihav, the last 5 words. If I would have been there, not that I would explain to you, V'shem agam atem timtzu tzedakos yaschem. If I'm in your presence, you're smarter. And not only you're smarter, you then have an interest to try to defend your Rav. So you're going to work harder to come up with an answer for me. It's amazing where Rashbam gets this from. The point of telling what it is that the Rav would stand there, if I was there, I would answer the questions. And the Rashbam said, no, then you will be able to answer the questions. See how important it is to be next to your Rebbe. Also, your own skills are far more developed. more acute. But do not paskin based because you heard I paskin if you don't understand it, because the ain ledayin el masha ain of roi. Just like we have a rule that a judge can only paskin what the eye see. Says that it's the same thing. We have a rule that you cannot paskin unless you understand it. If you're a rov, you want to paskin halachas, you cannot say this is the halacha today unless you understand it. Even though everything changed today, you have a shulchan aruch. So even if you don't understand what the shulchan aruch says, the shulchan aruch paskin, you're not allowed to do this. Then that's it. You're not allowed to do this. He's not talking about Tam Shulchan Aruch. He's talking about, hey, you're developing your own halacha, or you heard that Rav said something. If you don't understand it, you cannot. He said, you cannot paskin because I said so unless you understand it. That's what Rashbam says, and the Bach explains it. Okay, back to the Gemara. So this is a very, very famous little piece of Gemara here regarding, it's more than everywhere, regarding how to paskin. Boy, Rav asked the question, Bebori, hey, what about Rabbi Yechiel Bruka said that if I give a rushet, as long as the person's a rightful heir, then I can give as much as I want. But if he's not a rightful heir, even if he's a heir, but it's a second generation, he cannot get anything at all. What about a body that says says that this son should gash and everything? Will he get it or not? No, it's like this. Ki kam Rabbi Yechiel Bruka, when Rabbi Yechiel Bruka says din b'shchivmera, when it comes to shchivmera, the bar oyreisi. Since he's right now ready to bequeath his Yerusha, he's about to pass away. The shchivmera is about to pass away. So therefore, remember we learned yesterday that we learned from pasuk v'hoya b'yoyim hin chilas bonav, the day that he's about to bequeath to his children. So that's when he can go ahead, and from there we learn out he can do whatever he wants. Hanchila, he can decide who gets what. He gets okay. Maybe it's only if he's a shchivera, but a body is not dying. Maybe he has no right to give one son more than the other. Aval the body loy. In other words, not if he uses the word matana. We don't have used the word yerusha, but he's talking about when he is a body. I do my body nami, or even a body also. If he uses the word yerusha, if he uses matana, we learned before. Like chachamim did that, and you learned 2 days ago whether you use the matana first, middle, or end. As long as he said matana, everyone agreed I can do whatever I want. I'm using the word Yerusha, but I'm still a body. What happens then? Interesting discussion between Rabbi Nosson and Rebbe. Rabbi Nosson said to Rebbe, Shanisim Mishnaschem, I see that you learned your Mishnas, because Rabbi Nosson seems to be living a bubble, as Rashbam says, what do you mean your Mishnas? Rashbam says, Atem Shebe Eretz Yisrael. You and Eretz Yisrael, which L'chayr would mean that Rabbi Nosson himself was in bubble. These Mishnahs were composed in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Rabbi Nosson is saying, you know, this Mishnah that you devised and you put together in Eretz Yisrael, you rule Rabbi Yechiel Bruka. It seems that you pass Rabbi Yechiel Bruka that you can give one son over everybody else. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Rav Nosson was a Bavli, as Rashbam says. Like Kosov Lo Benin Da'adikrin. If let's say that if you marry a woman, and you have a few wives, so you tell this woman to entice her to marry you, I promise you that after, if you pass away, predecease me, then obviously your children get part of the Yerusha, then my children as well, any children we have together. But also, over and above that, I'm going to give you first that they'll yashin your ksuvah. And after they take out your ksuvah, then the rest will divide equally as yoshim. So you don't worry, you know, your kids will be well taken care of. It's called a ksuvahs benin dikrin, a ksuvah of the boys. The Yev and the Chamanoi that we are both going to have together. We'll have together, yeah. Inun Yartin Kesef Ksuvel Yoysachul Koyen. But the problem was he forgot. He did not write it. Usually they would write a Ksuv Benedikin. Like Kasala Benedikin Yev Chamanoi Inun Yartin Kesef Ksuvel Yoysachul Koyen. He did not write that any children you will have from between us that they'll get a Chedek of Yerusha, a Chedek of Ksuv more than everybody else, and then we'll divide Yerusha rest. The Machem of the brothers. The din is regardless, Chayev, he still has to give the Ksuv Benedikin to his children if his wife dies. Why? Because Tanai Bezenu, this is a rule of the land that the Bezen says, like a Ksuba also, when we had in many places that didn't write Ksubas, because it's Tanai Bezen, whether he wrote or not, it doesn't matter. Every marriage needs has to have this included in the marriage. I made a special takana called Ksubas Benindikin. Yeah. Why? Because we want that people should want to get married and so on and so forth. Weiter. Bamla Rebbe said to him, Yizboin Tanan. Rebbe said, it's not that, so you accuse me of learning this Mishnah according to Rabbi Eichel and Baruch, that's saying that what? That you can give to some children more than others. That's what you're doing here, right? You're giving to, he says, Yinu Yartan, you say that they should be Yashin more than their entitlement. Obviously, who holds that you can give one ear a bigger entitlement than the other ear? Only Rabbi Eichel Baruch. So obviously, you're Stamish, only Rabbi Eichel Baruch. But Omer Rebbe, so Rebbe, you're defending himself. He said, Yizboin Tanan. I did, even though it says the word Yartan, which means Yerusha, I meant Yizboin Giv, which is a Matana. And Matana, everyone, the Rabbanon also agree. Then V'omar Rebbe, later on, Rebbe said, "Oi, this is interesting. Yaldus hoisabi. I was behaving immaturely. I was attacked by Rav Nosson. So to defend myself, I changed the gears. I was behaving immaturely. V'he asti ponai b'nosson habavli. I pushed him away b'kash, and I pushed him away. So he said, oh, so you read wrong. I didn't say Yartan, I said Yansman. Elo de kaimelon, I should have said to him is, I said Yartun, but we have a kaimala benin dikri benin dakri like torfim shabadi. Why it's wrong what I said that it's yasbun? Why not? Because we have a rule benin dakri are only when what are they entitled to collect in mother's silver? Only from the property that's available in the father's estate, but not if the father sold properties that have no chelik in those properties. Now, if it was a why not a yerusha only starts after the father dies. So if the father sold the property, they have no right to collect it. But if it was a matana, when did a matana take place? The moment he said. The moment they got married. So then the matana predates the any loans that came afterwards, and the children should be able to get it. So what am I telling them? Yasmatan? It's not true. It's definitely Yashin Tanan. And must be a follower of Rabbi Yechel, Rabbi Yechel Baruch. Then why Taka doesn't collect Shabadi? Elo, Shmamna Yartan Tanan. Man Shamla Yisla High Svara, who holds that by Yartan you can make differences? Rabbi Yechel Baruch Shmamna, Zarai, I feel the body. That's what the discussion Rebbe Rav Nosson. So what's the Gemara trying to bring from this whole Raya? Because we're talking about, I feel the body, he's a Klivim here. We're talking about a Matana, he's giving it to the mother. Right, he's marrying the woman. Didn't even have kids yet. So obviously, he's not a shchibunav. He's not a shchibunav. What's he marrying this woman today for? And what kids is he talking about? Obviously, he's talking about a body, and he's talking about a body, and yet he can give a yerusha to one kid more than another. You ask me a question: is the din of Rabbi Yechiel Baruch that you can choose one kid over the other only the day that he's dying, a shchibunav, or those days? Or what about a body? Clearly, I'm talking about a body, and yet Rabbi Nosson accused Rebbe of following Rabbi Yechiel Baruch. So see, we can hold it by body also, you can give one child more than another. Nothing more digresses. I don't understand the discussion why Rebbe couldn't give a very simple answer and say that it goes according to Chacham and say the following. Bein lemandama yizboin, bein lemandama yirtun. I don't understand whether you hold yizboin as a matana or whether hold Yerusha. He's telling this woman that, you know, Imichim will have children, whether he said to her that your children will yash and yuksuva first, or he said your children will have a matana first. Why b'chlal is it a valid kinyan? A promise. You could talk about things that didn't happen yet. A person who exists. I will. He was talking about your kids that we're going to have in the future. We didn't even get married yet. So what kind of kinyan is this? Well, what kind of promise is this? It means nothing. Ella must be tonight bez and shiny. Must be that this is not really a kinyan between myself and my wife. This is a din that bez and legislators they have signed. No, if it's tight bez, so what's the whole discussion? Shiny hocha tonight bez, nami tonight bez and shiny hocha nami tonight bez shiny. Towards some losses problem. The whole thing is a tonight bez, and therefore it works. Bez can do whatever they want. Hefke bez and hefke, they can do whatever they want. So the Gemara. So maybe even the Rabbanon hold that Yerusha doesn't work. You can't give one child more than another. But the Rabbanon, but the Bezin has a right to do whatever you want with money. And Hefke, Bezin, Hefke. Says the Gemara. Omalem should come up with Lashon Yartan. You know why Rebbe didn't answer that? Because he used the word Yartan, which means Yerusha. And Rav Nosson would ask him, if we're talking about Tanai Bezin, then why do you use the word Yerusha? Say Yizboin, say even the word Matana. Why do you use the word Yerusha? It sounds like you're talking about a Din Dafka and Yerusha. It's not a Tanai Bezin. And if it's Yerusha, it's Rabbi Yechiel Baruch. But now we learned, Hodorabai, then Rabbi said, La Milsi Damri. Look at this, after the Gemara said before, Rava said that he could change his mind. And 3 years ago we had the Rebbe now change his mind. Now Abai is changing his mind. This is very therapeutic that we should be man enough to say, I made a mistake. What I just said right now is not correct. What I just said right now is not correct. But now we learned Just like by the boys, you have this thing called Benidakin of the Yashin Ksuva. Also by the girls, you have this thing that they should be taken care of. That is very little Nechasim. We want the girls to be fed from the father's estate, even on their own Yashin, and the boys should go around the door knocking and collecting Zdaka. If there's a big estate, then the girls get 10% and all that kind of stuff. But if it's a small estate, the girls are taken care of, and the boys should go door knocking. So it says there, whatever you forgot. It says, like Kosala, in the same Mishnah, it says, if you didn't write, it's clear, says Abai, I'm wrong. It's clear we're talking about a Tanai Bezin, and our Papa had a good question. Since it's a Tanai Bezin, what's the whole discussion of Nosan Rebbe? How do I not talk about Tanai Bezin? Because it says in that same Mishnah, Loi Kosav La Benon Nukvin, if he did not write Benon Nukvin, Yehevi Lechim Enoi, that we will both have together, Yevin Yosrun Bebesi, they should sit in our house, Yizonim in the Chosai, and they should be fed from our Chosim, Adet Tilach and Leguvin until they get married. Chayiv, regardless if I wrote or not, it's Chayiv, shoot tonight, Bezin, Bezin. Vahavi, Lazeb, Matonev, Lazeb, Yerusha. And this to the daughters is not a Yerusha, because the daughters don't Yashim with that boy. So what is this called? A Matana. So the first, so to the boy, you're saying two things to this woman you're marrying. To the boys, I'm giving Yerusha. To the girls, I'm giving Matana. So it's clear, it's very pedantic what Rebbe wrote. This is Yerusha and this is Matana. In Lechayre, v'chol ze beYerusha matana. Whenever you say Yerusha matana, the Rabbanan amoide. What did we learn before? That if you use the word matana in the beginning, middle, end, it always has the din of matana. So Rabbanan amoide, you can do whatever you want. So what's Rabbanan's question in the first place? Rabbanan has a question. Rabbi, you follow Yechem Baruka. Where does he follow Yechem Baruka? The Papa's question is good. Where does Rabbi show that he follows Yechem Baruka? Because he says he gives to the boys, he gives to the girls. That's matana. It's not. Who cares if you use the word yartan? Even if you use the word yartan. Since in the same sentence he said also, not only Yartan, he also said Yizboin. We learned before that as long as you have the word Yizboin in the even Shnei Sadr, Shnei Bnei Adam has a different matana, which means that I can do whatever I want, even though I use the word Yerusha somewhere in the middle of the sentence. So if so, since I'm talking to the same woman, I'm talking about two things, I use both words, it's a matana. So it has nothing to do with Yechem Baruka, even the Chama Maida. So the Papa's question is valid. So one time the answer them. My, who told you the betechad beidina iskin? Who told you that it was in the same bezdin that made these two tekanis? And therefore, we learned before that it was teker de dibur. We say it's like one thing; it has to be teker de dibur. Who told you that it was in the same bezdin? And maybe it was two different betechad in two different tonight bezdins. Dilma betray beidin iskin. Maybe it's two different bezdins, and therefore it's not teker de dibur. Therefore, the one who said yartin is yartin. The one who said yizbin is yizbin. It's two different things. Okay, loy sagadat it can't be. Tony Leisha, the Leisha. No, it's really one bezin. Says the Leisha. Zem medrash daughter Shabbalaza ben Azaria lifnei chachamim bekerem beYavne. This medrash. Then the Blaz was Azaria before the chachamim bekerem beYavne. Habonim. This is what he said. Habonim Yeshu. The sons will yashin the ksuva. The habonis yizoynu, and the daughters will get fed, taken care of in the father's estate. Ma habonim ein yoshim el acham misavien. Just like the sons do not yashin until after. Habonis leizoynu el acham misavien. So we see that what? That both dinim are one predicated on the other. It's not a straight out matana to the girls. If it's a matana to the girls, matana took place as while he was alive. So they should be entitled to it while they're alive. It says, no, it only takes place achamis lavin. If you're going to tell me it's all the same bezin, that's how come we can learn this din and say that just like when it came to Yerusha of boys, it only takes effect after the guy dies. So the same thing when it comes to the girls, it takes effect only after he dies. Why are you making this simile? Because they were made in the same enacted the same bezin at the same time. So therefore, obviously, they're similar to each other. We tell me there's two separate bezins completely. They were in the stock and they were established. So one bezin talked about the boys and said Yerusha. Another bezin talked about the girl and said matana. How do you know to compare the two and say just like a Yerusha takes place after death and matana the same thing? Maybe not so. Hey, chiyafin takana mit takana. How do you compare katakanas? Tell you about why. Mimai, that's a kasha. Dilma la olam ema log betray bati dinis. Can maybe taka was two bati dinis. Ubeidina basa tukin ki beidina kama. The second bezin says we're going to continue develop what the first bezin did and we're going to make also new takana for the girls. Kehech le tikshu takana takana shun hava takana takana. That's why. So therefore, it's all one thing, and therefore, Papa had a good question. Why did the Rebbe have to answer that he changes Yartoin to Yizboin? Even if he left it Yartoin, it still would not necessarily be the Yechem Baruka because it's a Tanai Bezin, and the Tanai Bezin was that it was for a girl, it's Matana, and for a boy, it's Yarshan. And we say, once you use the word Matana, the whole thing then becomes like a Matana, and even a Bonalim Maida. So Papa had a good question, and we don't have an answer. Says Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, some new dinim. Rav Yehuda said name of Rav Shmuel. Hakoy save kol nechos of liishto. If a guy decides, he has a number of kids, he decides to write his entire estate over to his wife. The din is there's no way that a man will give everything to his wife and not to his kids. So if he did that, if he left something for his kids and he taka gave it to his wife as a matana, but if he gave everything to his wife, it's clear what he wanted to do is make sure that his wife takes care of his kids, and also the kids should have respect and honor them, their mother. And therefore, if she controls the purse strings, that's how it usually works. Whoever controls the purse strings, everybody has their cheres for, whether they like it or not. So that's what that was his motivation. So she's merely an apotrufis, an executor of the estate. Pshita, that's for certain. Benoy HaGadol, if he wrote the entire estate over to his oldest son. Again, the Taylor says, Kaber es avicha, es, we learn out, we want you also, so the father wanted that you should respect the oldest brother, so he made him an executive of the state. Then Le'yashal HaPetrufus, he's only in the Petrufus, and HaHabay HaLocha, everyone's entitled. However, what happens... what about if he gave everything to the younger son? There's no mitzvah whatsoever that anybody should honor the younger brother. So would you say that he gave the younger brother so everybody should honor him? Or maybe Taki meant to give it to him as a gift. For whatever reason, he liked him better than everybody else. He didn't care the family goes fighting the rest of their lives. He's dead. Itma Rav Haniloi bar Ilya Mashmul, Rav Haniloi said in the name of Shmuel, Afilu b'noi katan hamutl ba'arisa. Then nope. He wants the brothers to have that, you know, he can also interpret his actions that he wants them to have that cheder for the younger brother. He knows that they all naturally have that cheder for the older brothers, but they don't have the cheder for the mazinka. They all treat him like a chvesos. So therefore he decides, you know what, I'll give him all the money. You'll see how much the cheder will have for very quickly. So even a katan hamut l'risa, the guy is still lying in the cot. He wasn't, you know, he's merely a few months old. Doesn't matter. Pshita, another thing, pshita, benoi... Let's say he gives it to his son. The achar, if he gave it to his son and he gave it to somebody else. So, pshit like this. If I gave all my estate to my son, obviously we just said before, it's merely an apotrufis because I want you to have cover for him. If I gave it to a friend, the person, why did I give him the whole estate? Why did I have to give him cover? No, obviously I wanted to gift it to him. So these two cases, even though they're very different outcomes, I have no question. To my older son, it's apotrufis. To a acher, to a friendly guy, it's definitely a matana. Peter, benoi v'achar, acha b'matana, acha is definitely a matana, because there's no inyan that the kid should have that cheder for a stranger. So therefore, it must be, I want to gift it to him. And benoi, I will explain to you, it's apotrufis. And the same thing, ishtoi v'acha, we said, menegola acha is a matana, and v'ishtoi apotrufis. His wife, again, if he gives an entire estate to his wife, he wants them to honor us an apotrufis. What about an ishtoi arusa? What about a wife who's merely an arusa? V'ishtoi, over here, covet doesn't come into question. Ishtoi arusa, if he divorces a wife, he wants his kids to have covet for his ex-wife. Usually they don't leave him in such good terms that he's so worried about, you know, giving her covet. And Ishtoi Arusa, you know, he's not married yet, he's just engaged. So give already covered, I mean, he didn't get into, it's not yet in that gedder. And he gave it, so if he gave it to them, if he gave it all to them, what possible reason could he give it to them? Must be a matana. Hard to understand what... Yeah, but what else could it be? But he did it. So now try to understand his actions. What's his motivation? So it must be... It can't be he's worried about covered because he divorced her. If you worry about covered, why would you divorce her? So he's not worried about her covered. But yet he's giving it to her, so maybe he's giving it to her as a matana because all the years that, you know, that she had to put up with it, whatever. Who knows what was going on in his head. There's only two options. So we lean towards the option that he's giving to her as a gift. But our question is... Bas Eitzel HaBoni. Let's say he gave the entire estate to the daughter. We know the din is that only the son Yash and the daughter, but that the daughter has to get fed off the estate, and there's only a few assets, the daughter gets it all, and the boys have to go shnar. But if he gave it all to the daughter, what happened? How do we understand that? Do we say that he did it so the son should give her covered because she has the purse strings, but really they don't lose out on the cheshbon? or not. Or he gave it as a matana. How do we understand his actions here? Does he really want that the son, the brother, should have the cheles for the girl, or doesn't really care about the covet of the daughter? If he gave it, it must be a matana. These are only two choices: either he's an apotrufus or a matana. What about his wife? For his brothers, he has no children. He only has a wife, and then he has brothers. So what happened to this? And in the din is that brothers are entitled. If there's no children, the brothers get it. But he gave it all to his wife. Now, these brothers have no mitzvah of being mechabed, their ex-sister-in-law. So how do we understand his actions here? Do we say it's a matana because I didn't cover it? Or maybe he still wants to have a good rapport with her, so that he made her in charge, but she's only an apotrufus. Because, and the Rishbam adds the words, because since ishtei kegufei dam, interesting God, even though he's dead, ishtei kegufei dam, he wants them, just like he wanted them to love and honor him, he wanted to love and honor his wife. Interesting that the Rishbam takes ishtei kegufei a step further, even after he passed away. So she's only an apotrufus. Okay, so Isha Eitzel Bani, Isha Eitzel Bnei Abal. What happened? They had no kid between himself, but he had other kids. Is it that he wanted that these other kids, like her stepchildren in a way, should have to honor the first of the but or not? Now, the din is that these kids do have a mitzvah of honoring her, because it says, Esavecha, that Eshazavicha. Kabir Esavicha, we learn it, Eshazavicha, you know, it's not my mother, it's, you know, it's another woman. Still, I have to have a little covet, only a little bit of covet. So, what's the din then? Amar Avinu Mashmei D'Rava, Bilkulu, in all of these cases, Loikon, in all of these cases, she's only an apotrufa, is Levad, the only one that I would say. There's no union of covet whatsoever. It must be matana. Is me ishtei arusa. In the case of a woman arusa, what covet? Why would only give covet? He hardly knows her. Or ishtei gerusha, or a wife was divorced. He's not really into the covet. It must be he gave her as a matana. Rabbi Avira Mashmei D'Rava Marvisa says no. Bekulu koni. He says in all them they were you are koina. In other words, it's not. There's no covet. Not but is covet. Levad. The only one is a isha etzel achin. He wants his brothers to respect his wife, his widow, because ishtei kigufa, and he wants them to respect him. Or the isha etzel bnei abal, or the other kids, like the stepchildren, who have a mitzvah, a little covet of his wife. He wants them to continue honoring his wife. So therefore, they're only apotrufus. Okay, we'll stop here.